Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Several times a year, World Ocean Radio does an anecdotal review of the continuing rapid progress in research, exploration, technical advances, and ocean news culled from Ocean News and Technology, www.ocean-news.com, the best of the several such publications that cross our desk. Here are some recent examples. Item: the manned submersible program at the Harbor Branch Oceanographic Institution at Florida Atlantic University has closed, a victim of budget cuts, lost grants, and reduced subsidies for scientific research. Sometimes also a victim of mismanagement, since 1971, the institution has since nonetheless conducted nearly 9,000 dives aboard two Johnson Sea-linked manned submersibles, performed thousands of experiments, samplings, and photographic expeditions, and enabled hundreds of scientists and laymen to descend to witness the undersea world. Item: OxyBox is a simple integrated device that provides online, flexible, battery-operated dissolved oxygen and temperature monitoring for fish farming applications. Installed on-site in a waterproof box, sensors are deployed to collect data then transmitted via the internet or cell phone protocols, thus obviating the need for a physical visit. The system is now in operations in 50 locations off the coast of Norway and testing at projects in Chile. Item: NOAA's Center for Operational Products and Services recently conducted an analysis of conditions October through April over the past 5 decades at 4 U.S. East Coast sites: Boston, Mass., Atlantic City, New Jersey, Norfolk, Virginia, and Charleston, South Carolina, concluding that these areas were experiencing 3 times the average number of surge events and 1/3 of a foot increased mean sea level above predicted conditions during strong El Niño years. Item: ocean gliders are rapidly becoming essential in economic research and monitoring tools for extreme ocean environments. Gliders, autonomous underwater robots, are being used to gather data on algal blooms, krill mass, and oil spill impacts in the Antarctic Ross Sea and the South Pole, operating under the ice for periods of 2 weeks to 2 months. Gliders have recently set some extreme records, operating at depths of 1,000 to 6,000 meters, crossing the Atlantic, conducting 10-month missions, and otherwise becoming available for study of 98% of the world's oceans. Item: building on a 2010 shark fishing moratorium, the president of Honduras, Porfirio Lobo Sosa, has established a permanent shark sanctuary encompassing 92,665 square miles of the country's exclusive economic zone on its Pacific and Caribbean coasts. According to the Pew Environment Group, some 73 million sharks are killed annually by overfishing and the global fin trade. The extraordinary Honduran designation was justified as best conservation practice, a contribution to the health of the national coastal zone and coral areas, and preservation of an ecotourism industry based on diving, snorkeling, and observation in the wild. Item: a selection of mini headlines regarding offshore oil and gas. Shell Development confirms construction contract of world's first floating liquefied natural gas facility. Keppel to build semi-submersible drill rig for Flotel International. Pemex makes new discovery in southern Gulf of Mexico. Horizon Oil to buy 25% stake in Beibu Gulf block offshore China. Santos International to invest in Bangladesh drilling activities. Cosmos Energy Banda 1 well hits offshore oil in Republic of Ghana. Aminex to start 4th exploration well on Tanzania gas prospect. Soco gets green light to develop Tay Giac Tran oil field, Vietnam. And finally, item: according to the 60th Annual BP Statistical Review, China became the largest world energy consumer in 2010, overtaking the U.S. The report also says that demand for all forms of energy grew strongly, and increases in fossil fuel consumption suggest that global carbon dioxide emissions rose at their fastest rate since 1969. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.